Hi everyone, I'm Heather May Pustai and you're listening to The Science of Social Media, a weekly social media podcast from Buffer, covering all the latest stories, insights, experimentation, and learnings to help you and your brand succeed online.
Welcome to episode 157. I'm Dave Chapman, and on today's episode, we're excited to show you some simple tools for grading your marketing, whether it's your social media performance, your website, or anything in between.
These tools provide some actionable insights into ways to improve your marketing right away. We'll run through several examples together and hopefully give you lots of food for thought on the things that you can do to take your profiles and pages from a 10 to an 11.
A warm welcome to the show, everyone. Let's kick it off.
You can audit your marketing in many ways. You might choose to do a quick and simple social media audit, or you might choose to do a full-scale blog review. It's a useful exercise to run through these numbers yourself, and we'll share some links to each of these audits in the show notes at buffer.com/podcast in case you want to dive in.
Now, on the other hand, nothing beats the ease and efficiency of plugging a URL or a username into a tool to get quick feedback. If it's free and simple, count me in. And fortunately, there are a handful of awesome tools out there that are free and simple and quite insightful.
We've bookmarked several favorites and would love to share them with you. These graders are all live on the web, so we'll be sure to provide links in the show notes so that you can access them easily when you're at your computer. The tools cover website graders, content scores, and social media ratings. Let's take them for a spin together, and if you get a chance to try some out for your brand, we would love to know which ones make the biggest impact for you.
I'd love to kick things off for us with one of the original grading tools, HubSpot's Website Grader. Enter your website's URL and your email address and press go. The Website Grader will give you an overall score for your website based on four categories: performance, mobile, SEO, and security.
Each section has a checklist of items as well as grades for individual aspects of the category. For instance, Website Grader will check your site for page titles, meta descriptions, and headings, all of which are really useful elements for strong SEO and also quite useful for having shareable social media content. SEO titles and descriptions are what appears natively when you share links on your social profiles. We ran the tool for our Buffer website and got a solid score of 84, hooray. And two things that it pointed out that we could work on are, one, improving our page load time, always great to have your page up and running quickly, and two, publishing a sitemap, which can be really helpful for people as they navigate your page.
Absolutely. Another interesting website grading tool is Nibbler. And the name makes me laugh. The free Nibbler test looks at a laundry list of site and blog characteristics, more than 20 high-level items, spitting out an overall score on a scale of 1 to 10, and a list of improvements ordered by priority. Nibbler is one of the tools that goes the deepest on tying the website and social media profiles together. It will check for things like Twitter and Facebook pages, both whether you have one and whether or not they're linked to from your website, the social interest of your website, how many times your links have been shared on social recently, plus a ton of social-first on-page metrics like the amount of content and images, plus meta titles and descriptions.
One useful takeaway in particular is the word cloud that Nibbler shows you, which is based on the words you use most often in our headings and titles. For instance, on the Buffer blog, we're aiming to be an authority on social media marketing, so we're happy to see social and media rank so highly. It's also neat to see what other words you might be getting mileage for without even knowing it. In our case, we seem to mention the words minutes and good looking quite a lot.
For a quick example case, we ran the MeUndies website through Nibbler to see what it found. Here are the top recommendations that Nibbler came up with. Add social media buttons on articles and pages of your website. Link your Facebook page from your website. And add meaningful anchor text to your links. All great advice.
I'm a huge fan of MeUndies. Now let's jump over to one of the most robust tools on the list, WooRank. WooRank's free tool tests seven aspects of your site: SEO, mobile, usability, technologies, social, links, and traffic. They've got just about everything covered here. The final result is a score on a scale of 1 to 100 and a report that you can download as a PDF or slides that you can share with your team. How handy is that? The social section in particular goes really deep. It's almost like a full social media audit all on its own.
That's right. WooRank will tell you all these things about your social profiles: engagement rates, profile descriptions, profile cover photos, URLs, and contact info. And WooRank displays it all in an easy-to-view format so you can quickly see how your social profiles stack up side by side. Now, this can be invaluable if you're trying to maintain a consistent brand across multiple profiles.
Another useful insight that we found from WooRank is that it analyzes your site to make sure that you have the proper meta tags in place, specifically with Facebook's Open Graph protocol. This is the meta information that tells Facebook what pictures to show and what titles and descriptions to use whenever someone shares from your site on social media. This is really important, y'all. We did a quick grade for the Warby Parker site, and wow, they came out looking fantastic. Which makes me happy because I also am a huge fan of Warby Parker. WooRank gave them a score of 94. The only thing missing to get it to 100 is optimizing some of the images, and then they would have made that 100%.
That's fantastic. So another tool to help with website optimization is the W3C Validator. Now, the previous graders on this list have been full of helpful high-level marketing tips. The W3C Validator gives you straight-up fixes to make. Run your site through the W3C validator and see exactly which code errors appear on your website. The validator tells you the specific line of code in which the error appears. After the must-fix items, you also receive a series of warnings that could be worth checking into also.
Many of W3C's warnings come across as helpful guidance. For instance, WC3 recommends that each page have only one H1 tag. This will typically be the headline of a blog post or a title of a page, and then other information like calls to action or email signup forms can take H2 or H3 headings instead.
Our next tool has multiple use cases that we love. The tool is called Clarity Grader. Most of the above tools look at various marketing and technical aspects of your site. Clarity Grader checks the words themselves. The report details the language you use on the site, analysing 20 pages to come up with some incredibly sharp linguistic insights. Things like passive voice, long sentences, adverbs, and grade level. Oh, and one more quick note. When you run the tool, you can also sign up for a free trial of Clarity Grader.
Clarity Grader can be really useful if you want to run a blog URL through its tool to see how your words grade out. Another option is to paste in a bunch of text that you might be using in your next social media campaign or marketing launch. Clarity Grader lets you put in a URL to analyze, or you can analyze any block of text. This is fantastic. And a quick bonus tool, if you're worried about sounding too businessy in your writing, we'd recommend checking out Jargon Grader. All you have to do is paste in a bunch of text and it will identify the number of jargon words you use. We ran some of our podcast show notes through the tool and found out that the word content qualifies as jargon. Oops.
Wow, that's interesting. Well, another grading tool we love is metatags.io. Now, this one's a bit different from the other ones we've listed because it doesn't spit out a clear number score or letter grade, but it's no less powerful and actionable. With metatags.io, you can enter in the URL from any page and see exactly how it will look on a variety of places. The full list includes Facebook, Google, Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest, and even Slack.
You'll see a full preview of your link within the exact UI of each of these platforms. This way, you can tell how your headline and description and images all fit together when shared online. You can even edit the text within the meta tags tool itself in order to find that perfect pairing. How great that you don't even have to leave the app to make those changes.
Yeah, that's incredibly powerful. One other thing that we love about meta tags is that you can pay to download it as a WordPress plugin for your blog or website. That way, you can run a meta tags check on all your content before it's published in order to ensure that it'll be shared just the way you want.
All right, let's pause for a quick music break and we will return with more grading tools in just a moment. Right, welcome back. This next series of scores goes a bit beyond simply typing your website URL and pressing enter. Some of these are part of premium products or require a free account, or they ask you to be pretty proficient with spreadsheets. One really interesting grading tool is Grade My Ads, which will analyze whether your social ads are working or not.
So to get started with Grade My Ads, you authorize with your Facebook credentials. And this gives the tool a way to examine your Facebook ads account and give you grades for Facebook and Instagram advertising. The insights you get are really fascinating. You'll get a score from 1 to 100, plus you'll have a breakdown of ad spend on the last 30 days, people reached in the last 30 days, and average return on spend for your campaigns. It's so important to know this. What's also great is that Grade My Ads will tell you your 5 top performing ads in 3 different categories. Your best ads in terms of cost per engagement, relevance score, and total ad spend.
One useful tip to get the most out of this tool is to click on the score itself. Grade My Ads will tell you how it arrived at its calculation and all the different factors that it considered. In the case of the Buffer Ads account, we learned some really insightful tips on the consistency of our ads and their overall quality, and we're really glad that we tried this tool.
Absolutely. And here's another tool that goes a bit beyond the website grading. Brand Grader will grade your brand's presence online. It's built by the folks at Mention, who make a pretty great tool for social monitoring and listening.
When you plug in the name of a brand, Brand Grader will give you an influencer score based on the influential journalists, bloggers, and thought leaders who are talking about your brand. It will break down the top web and social sources where your brand has been mentioned recently, as well as a chart of the volume of mentions and a map for the geographic demographics of where you've been mentioned. And it will even gauge sentiment, which is so neat. We ran a test with Lisa Mattresses to see how their brand ranked, and boy, are they looking good. Their sentiment score was 92% positive, and they have some really influential sites talking about them, including Wikipedia.
Okay, we're coming to the home stretch with grading tools. We thought we'd end with a few more manual options that you can try yourself, starting with Google's content quality score. Terence Mace of Mace Dynamics wrote a detailed post about the signals of Google's content quality score. And while the Google algorithm has changed in the years since the post went live, Terence's formula still has some cool ways to score and assess your content. In particular, we're fond of the way that Terence suggests how to measure for EAT, E-A-T, an acronym that stands for Expertise, Authority, and Trust. We'll link to his blog post in our show notes at buffer.com/podcast so that you can see exactly how to calculate this for yourself.
Another fun one to try is Moz's One Metric. We've used this one with our own blog performance many times over the past years. We'll link to the formula in the show notes. It's based on a formula from the SEO tool Moz. What the One Metric does is combine a number of factors into a weighted score. In our case, we looked at traffic, social shares, and comments as three indicators of a blog post's success, and then we weighted them accordingly to come up with a final score. You could easily adopt this to score and rank your social posts too in terms of reach, likes, comments, and clicks.
And the last one we want to mention is BuzzFeed's Viral Lift. So it used to be the case that BuzzFeed editors could see a simple stats overlay on all stories on the BuzzFeed homepage. One of the stats they looked at most closely was Viral Lift, a measurement of the number of times a story was shared and clicked in relation to how many visits it got on the website. We think stats like these that combine your website performance and social virality can be some of the most effective ways to grade your content and your marketing. We'd love to know how it goes if you give it a try.
Thank you so much for tuning in to The Science of Social Media today. As always, we deeply appreciate your kind ratings and reviews on iTunes. If you'd ever like to get in touch with myself or Dave, we're always here for you on social media at the hashtag BufferPodcast. And you can also send us an email anytime at hello@buffer.com.
We have lots of great episodes lined up for you in the next couple of weeks. Looking forward to next Monday, everyone.